Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I think we all accidentally got high from the Sharpie. Because I'm drawing Kane right now, since Hunter Biden can sell art for millions of dollars. I'm like, well, yeah, let's just prove that it's not total nepotism and money laundering. So I'm going to draw Kane. It's brilliant so far. All right. First up, a Florida man who exposed himself inside. This is a strong Sharpie. A Florida man. So it's on brand. Who exposed himself inside multiple Claremont stores says he was drugged. Was he drugged the last time he exposed himself in multiple stores? A Florida man is facing several charges. He exposed his junk in a Target, a pizzeria, all these different stores. Joshua Brown, 32, was arrested for indecent exposure. I don't understand his mugshot. He looks like, I don't get it. Why he is scared, confused? Why? Who looks like that in a mugshot? Officers arrived at 7 o'clock in the evening to find a man in Target, identified as Brown, showing off his bits and pieces in the business. Yeah, you can't be doing that anywhere like that, obviously. They reviewed surveillance footage, and they showed him doing that and being gross. He's being gross. When they detained him, they found oxycodone and, I can't say this one, clonazepam,
right.
Yeah, pills. And then he was on probation for a prior conviction of exposing his junk back in December of 2017. And he kept saying that someone drugged him and made him do it. Yeah, no one did, you freak. You did it yourself. What's the matter with you? What's going on with Panera? Now, in St. Louis, Missouri, it's called St. Louis Bread Company. Right. Outside of that, it's called Panera. Right. Nobody knows that, apparently, but it's true. There's now a second lawsuit. I didn't even know there was a first one. Against Panera Bread, a Florida man says that he kicked the bucket from the caffeinated charged lemonade. They said that it was a charged lemonade, and the guy went to cardiac arrest. The guy said he was drinking lemonade for 6 days and was a member of their sip club, where you order unlimited drinks. The charged lemonade has 390 milligrams of caffeine. That's near the 400 milligram daily maximum intake. Did they make this guy drink this lemonade this many times a day?
No.
For 6 days?
No.
Why is it their fault then?
It's not.
You absolute fruitcake. Don't drink the charged lemonade then. Good heavens. This is so dumb. They said that they find it to be without merit, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you can't be doing that kind of stuff. This is like, oh, I drank hot coffee and burned my mouth. I'm going to sue because the coffee's hot. This is so goofy. Let's see. A Florida woman set her Tinder date on fire over $60, say police. This was in Miami. The woman that this guy met set him on fire, 25 years old. Gotta be careful with these chicks, man. He wanted the $60. She wanted the $60 he had on him, and he said no, so she set him on fire. Stay with us. Our partners over at Hillsdale College, this is the type of academics that are needed, what Hillsdale College provides. It is it's an actual learning institution. And if you're unfamiliar, it's a beautiful, small, Christian, classical, liberal arts college in southern Michigan. And they're all about the pursuit of truth and defense of liberty. They foster open, honest academic debate. They teach critical thinking, and they encourage it, not critical race theory. And they also want to thank everybody for their kindness towards the college for this past year. This Christmas season, they have a special video that features their sacred music choir. There are performances from their choir, and it's sung in their beautiful Christ Chapel at the heart of campus. And you can access it and watch it only at Dana4Hillsdale.com. And it's just a thank you from them to you for supporting them, because they understand that education is paramount to freedom. And that's what they were founded to offer, the kind of education that is needed to preserve the rights that we enjoy today. And they're still holding true to that mission after their founding in 1844. So please visit Dana4FORHillsdale.com. And you can see and hear the Sacred Music Choir singing A Little Town of Bethlehem. And you can see a ton of other free resources they have to help celebrate the season, too. And I assure you, you'll be left inspired. That's Dana4FORHillsdale.com. For the last hour on break, I was made myself sick high on a Sharpie, basically. These things were powerful. Whenever I have books come out and I go through almost a half a box of these things and I have to sign books at a book event. I mean, after a while, those fumes get you and you got, but not in a good way. I mean, you're just, ooh. So I was wondering, because, you know, I'm so artistic. And I thought, well, I bet I could draw a picture of Kane. I mean, what's the difference between us and Hunter Biden? You know what
right.
I mean?
I mean, besides straws and crack.
Well, yeah. He's a boy and he's a male and also on the drugs and gross.
And
hookers.
He's an infant baby son,
yeah. He's probably the only old dude that is, like, they try to act like he's younger than us. And then, of course, don't forget, he's the president's son. Merches out the elected office, all those good things. So I drew a picture. I've not shown this to Kane. I was like, well, I bet I could draw a picture of Kane.
Yeah, I was getting excited about it. Because I feel like I'm at, like, Six Flags or some sort of theme park where you pay the person to kind of sketch you. You know, you sit there at the
bench.
Well,
don't get your hopes up, okay? What? I'm just saying, what? You know, what although you? I'm super artistic.
What do you,
if you believe that, you'll believe anything.
Oh, no.
There's certain things I can do. Drawing. Well, I can. Let's just say I can master anything. This is a Renaissance masterpiece. Really, it's a masterpiece. So I did this. Perspective. No, perspective.
Okay.
You're in the dark over there.
True.
So it was hard to get your visage.
Got my what?
Your visage.
Got it.
So I drew a picture of you. I think the likeness is amazing. That looks
That's
just
actually,
like you.
Not accurate at all.
No, it looks just like just like you. We
sure.
got for the people watching the simulcast. He's always in like a hoodie of some sort. I can't really do shoulders or arms that well. It's still a Renaissance masterpiece.
Right.
He's got headphones on.
Right.
His eyes. I can't draw eyes totally great, but clearly. You know, it's still a Renaissance masterpiece. The facial hair was a little tricky.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just put it all there where the facial hair is supposed to go, the lower face portion. Yeah.
Could have been worse.
He's got the headphones, the his cans that he wears for radio. It's over his hair. He's got the cord. Look at the cord I did.
Yeah,
I did a cord for those not able to look.
Attention to detail.
I know the attention to detail. I got the buttons on your shirt. I got the cord that goes. I mean, it looks literally just like
Hold
you.
Hold on. What is that? What are those words at the bottom? What are that? What's it say?
Read it for the audience that's listening at home.
Brought to you by probiotics.
I think that this is probably worth $1 million.
I'd say it's more than that. I mean, I might be a little biased.
Yeah.
And
I think it's worth $1 million.
I'm completely okay with the fact it doesn't look anything like me, but yeah.
No, it does. It looks totally like you. That is your shirt.
I'm okay with that.
Juan will agree. That's his shirt. That's his shirt.
What?
That's your shirt, Kane. That's your outfit.
I don't want to break the news to you, but those are scribbles on paper.
That's not scribbles. It's Renaissance.
That's lines.
Artistry.
Of stinky Sharpie on paper. That's what that is.
It's your face. I got your nose. Your nose is there. Your eyebrows.
Yeah, those aren't exaggerated either.
They're not. I can see them.
So eyes and eyebrows or anything that includes eyes, I guess you have a problem with.
No. I mean, did you want me to draw something with your eyes?
I mean, more accurate?
Huh?
Do I want you to be more accurate with it?
You know what? Should I use the Christmas card that Greg Abbott sent me? Greg Abbott sent us a Christmas card.
We appreciate the governor for that.
He says very nice. They sent us a Christmas card. Yeah. I don't know. I'm awkward. Can you tell? Like, I was raised with y'all. I wasn't raised with them all. I'm like, and they sent us a Christmas card. I don't have any more paper. Otherwise, maybe it's something I can do.
If you're comparing it to Hunter's finished.
It's better than anything Glenn Beck could do.
I would say yours definitely.
This is better than Glenn Beck's work right here.
Yeah.
Look at that masterpiece.
So how do we get the bidding started is what I'm wondering.
Start at $1 million.
You think the starting should be?
Yeah.
At $1 million.
I mean, I'm sure we're going to get tons
right out of the
takers.
Gate. Like right at the start.
I didn't even spit on it.
$1 million.
$1 million. Who wouldn't want this Renaissance masterpiece
of
Kane?
Probably if you'd spit, it'd probably be worth $1 million, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. You know what we should do? We should maybe gift it to one of the people that's in the YouTube chat.
Ooh.
As like, you know, because it's like $1 million. We're gifting to you right here.
That's true.
Hand-drawn on break by me. brain cells were damaged by the Sharpie scent of this image.
The scent is still lingering, though.
It's like, what do they put in this?
I don't know.
But this is wild. Like, it's one marker. And it filled, we're all like dizzy. It filled up the whole studio. It's one marker. But
I like it a lot. I think the bidding at $1 million might be a little much to start a bid, but I'm on board
with
it.
This is a mass. Did you see my attention to detail in the background?
Right.
The crosshatch detail in the background. I didn't spit through a straw.
That's true.
See, the Bidens could easily, you know what? Democrats could easily prove to me right now that him getting $1 million for a painting is due to his, I mean, it's not due to his name or anything else. They could do that right now because this is better than his stuff.
Right.
This has form and it looks like something.
Absolutely.
It's and labeled. It has meaning because it says Kane.
Right.
It means Kane up at the top.
Clearly a sponsored message as well brought to you
by Big Pro Biotic.
Big Probiotic.
Who doesn't sponsor us, but yeah. I think secretly they do Kane.
They should.
But, I mean, a Democrat could give me $1 million for this right now, and that would take care of any suspicions I have.
Yeah.
That Democrats defending Hunter Biden's work, that it wasn't just because they weren't a money laundering thing.
So $1 million it is, starting bid.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we could also, again, you know, I could gift it to somebody in the chat. I'm just saying, you know. We could gift it to somebody.
It's like a million dollar
Christmas gift right here.
Tis the Christmas season.
I mean, there's no way I can display this, but I'm going to set it right here on the thing. So there you go right there. That's pure talent.
I am actually impressed.
It took me an hour to shade your upper lip.
Where have I heard that before?
I didn't steal it. I didn't Biden it from Napoleon Dynamite at all. I didn't Biden it from that at all. Not at all. But for real, though, like, I mean, it's normal to draw pictures for your friends and have them give you millions of dollars for it, right?
Is it?
Is it, though?
I'm not sure.
That's normal. That happens all that. You guys deal with that in your friendships, right?
No.
With the Bidens?
No. I've even played Monopoly with friends. And they haven't. They don't even.
Yeah,
hand
I don't
over,
play Monopoly with friends.
They don't hand over Monopoly
because I won't have any
for stuff like that.
That's banned. We can't play Monopoly in our house. It always ends with tears and threats of litigation. Never. It's never gonna. And we play Risk, and it ends with usually because I will dominate in Risk. I will dominate. I will
Risk
own
since
souls.
My teens. I haven't played Risk since I was in my teens.
You know what else you haven't played?
What? Oh, no.
Warhammer.
Okay.
Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K, great firearm, great company, incredibly innovative with the stuff that they make, based right in Florida. And so this is for all of the hikers and the backpackers and the campers and, you know, all of that out there. Because for a couple of decades now, the folds in half Kel-Tec Sub 2K carbine. This has been filling that pistol caliber carbine gap because with options for several popular magazines, including Glock and Smith & Wesson, Sig Sauer, it's so much easier. I mean, it's much easier to take along, and you're taking along a lot less as well. And so from now until March of 2024, Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased Sub 2K from a licensed dealer. So you get yourself a Sub 2K, you get $100, and that goes all the way until March of next year, that $100 rebate. And the Sub 2K, it's just awesome. I mean, you got the ballistic advantage and distance accuracy with that 16-inch barrel. It's easily disassembled for cleaning or inspection. Intuitive sights, adjustable stock, field stripping, super simple. To learn more about the Sub 2K and that $100 rebate program, just visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so Australia's first ever moon rover to be named Rover, after a public competition, received more than 8,000 submissions. That's like when they were trying to name that boat in Britain, Boaty McBoatface. 8,000, and they named it Rover. Rover. They named the damn thing Rover. The other names that didn't make it were Skippy, Wombat, Walkabout, Rover McRover Face. Of course. They said, why Rover? They don't actually, they just, oh my gosh.
Kangaroo.
Yeah, but that seems
very Australian.
It doesn't hop.
No.
I don't know. I just don't.
Maybe it has a pouch.
Okay, well, then I'd accept it for that. Does it have a pouch?
Maybe.
Okay. 1,000 Santas ditched the sleigh in favor of bikes in downtown Milwaukee. That sounds annoying. That's horrible. In favor of bikes. They made their bikes look like sleighs. I don't know. I like that they do it. It's fun, but it's the Santa cycle. Okay. I have a video, audio will play coming up, that it's why people have the opinion that they do. Let's see. A disciplinary council seeks suspension of an Erie lawyer who said that cocaine enhances his work. Is this Hunter Biden? I'm curious. Like, it has to. They have to be. Also, let's see. NASA's James Webb captures a real monster face in deep space. It's a newly discovered galaxy spewing out of the stars. I think it's a warning. It is legit a warning. It is creepy as all get out looking. Actually, it's as cool as all get out looking. It looks like a ghostly skull. Super cool. Also, let's see. A tire slashing spree solved as Italian police arrest. This is a weird story. This is from The Guardian. They arrested this guy. It's like a mafia style intimidation. And they, the way that they have The Guardian wrote this story, I want to find the person who wrote it and I want to beat them to death in the street because they were so, obsessed with trying to write, alliterations that they couldn't write the story. Basically, this guy went around slashing tires, and it took them, weeks, apparently, to figure out who was slashing tires. That's what a sting is for.
That's
you
not
sit outside,
at all.
You
great
find
job.
Out who's slashing, and then you arrest them. It's very
Every
easy.
Dog just sit on the bike lane. A great parking spot. Great job, man. That's a nice bike you got there. Sidewalk is on your left.
Wow.
Yep, exactly. Let's cross without looking and blame the cyclist. Man, so that's a nice bike you got there. It's a great place to walk. Man, that's a nice bike you got there. Gonna walk right here. Take your time.
That was him. Yep, he didn't slow
look.
Down for a crosswalk.
Let's not look, use our eyes.
If you're gonna act like you're a car and you're gonna ride your bike in the street, then you have to obey the rules of the road like a car does. And that means you have to stop for people in crosswalks. He got mad at this chick, a couple of people, because they were in a crosswalk. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you. We're concluding this third hour of our broadcast. I saw this video yesterday. I don't dislike, I know, I have friends who ride cyclists. They ride bicycles. I don't know how to say it. I have friends who enjoy doing that as a hobby, but the way they do it and the way that I see a lot of these people in videos and some of my experiences with other people, my friends understand they're in a bicycle. And if they're going to ride with the cars, they obey rules of traffic. I cannot tell you. So in Texas, you got to stop when you make a right on red, right? This was maybe 3 weeks ago. I was at a stoplight. I was two cars back from the person. Actually, there was a car in between us, the car that was getting ready to go. And they had stopped. I saw the bicyclist coming up on the right. And the car stopped. They were going to make, there was nobody coming. He stopped as he was supposed to, and he was going to make a turn on the red, right? This bicyclist, because there were people, it was the light that for the people who could turn, they could go. So the people who were in the left turn lane, they could turn left, and the people opposite you could turn right. There was nobody opposite us to turn right, so it was clear. This bicyclist, I watched this dude, literally all in his pro bicycle gear. He blew through that red light and was just cycling across in the crosswalk as this guy is turning. And then he honked his little bike horn and flipped the guy off. And I'm like, that guy had right of way. If you're going to, and the bicyclist was not on the sidewalk. He was with the cars because it was pretty traffic. I had something to do and it was in rush hour. And if you're going to be in the road like that, you have to observe the rules of the road. And thankfully, this guy turning, he was, slow, he was in a truck. He was slow. And he, tapped his brakes, but the bicyclist acted like I cannot tell you how many times I've seen this. I saw bicyclists almost murder themselves in a roundabout because they did not know how to they did not know how to do a roundabout. Every interaction I've had with them on the road has been, they've almost gotten themselves killed or they've almost killed somebody. Now, my friends aren't like that. Of course, they've been doing this like forever, though. Like they've been cyclists forever and they love doing it. Like they just, it's scenic and they enjoy it. But man, I'm telling you, that's why people don't like bicyclists. Is that right there? They're all leftists. The smart ones, I think, are honestly conservatives. And I think the ones that are bad are leftists. I really do think that. All right. Today's stupidity came.
All right. This is going to have to be. It's going to have to be Biden today. Actually, you know what?
We're going to hold up my masterpiece.
We're going to do AOC. If you don't mind, AOC, this is cut 17-1, if you don't mind playing this. This is, imagine saying this and not recognizing the irony and all of it. Listen what AOC says.
We're here today because there's a proposal here, and there are several proposals here, to further marginalize trans women in sports. And I think about this all the time because trans people in the United States doesn't even exceed 1% of our population. And yet there is so many resources and energy and time dedicated to figuring out how we can more finally exclude them from our sports. And I thought, why so much effort and dedication on such a tiny portion of the U.S. population?
A violation of privacy?
That's really not what that is. But what about the privacy of the girls who want to change in the locker rooms without boys being in there? Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.